Your next item is John and Joan J. Trigo, three lots and a 50-foot easement on Road 364A.
This is a request to subdivide a 3.22-acre parcel into three lots with access from a 50-foot easement. The easement would be created over an existing paved driveway. Lot one would contain 1.25 acres. There's an existing dwelling located on that lot. Lot two would contain 0.89 acres, and lot three would be 1.07 acres. You could approve it as submitted. Or an application for a major subdivision can be required. If you do approve it as submitted, you should stipulate that any further subdivision will require a public hearing, and there was a sketch drawn of this request provided.
Mr. Abbott, I thank you for the sketch drawing. I'm somewhat familiar with this area, and this is something that normally I wouldn't have a lot of heartburn about, but open it up either for comments by the other commissioners. I'm just wondering how you feel about the impact of these additional lots on the large lot areas that are already in place in the area. And I'm guessing another concern might be an absence of a road maintenance agreement on this, if that would have an effect on any of the adjoining property owners.
Yeah, but this road serves how many? It will serve 1, 2, 3, plus four others, right?
Well, the road is not Indian Cove Drive.
I see. You're right. Yeah,
you've got Indian Cove Drive that serves several properties that would, I'm guessing, back up to lots 1, 2, and 3. Am I correct? And then the dash line to the right of Indian Cove Road, is that the road that we're...
That's a proposed easement.
Proposed.
Yes, yeah.
And I'm just wondering how those lots, knowing I have a fair knowledge of the soils in that area, that they more than likely require mounds. If those sand mounds may have an impact on some of the neighboring properties, if we wouldn't be better to either let those neighboring owners know through a public hearing process or at least give me the opportunity to go back out and take a look at the site.
Well,
would you like to defer action?
I kind of agree with you, Mr. Smith, with another point, and that is, I think a lot of times we see these developments or these lots that are built, like in this case, you have, look like at one point there's probably four adjoining properties, all 3 acres or more. And then suddenly one of the four decides to chop theirs up, and the character of the neighborhood and the character of the adjoining property owners gets changed. And sometimes, you know, maybe we should give those up property owners an opportunity to weigh in on that. So I would, I appreciate your consideration of this matter.
And a way to do that is just to have a public hearing.
I think so too. I forgot to say, I think I agree with Mr. Johnson here. I'm not too sure this one shouldn't be a public hearing.
Well then, Mr. Chairman, regarding the request of John and Joan J. Trigo, my motion is for denial of that request and stipulation that the be a public hearing if there's any further subdivision of the property.
Just deny it. Yeah,
I think it's just a denial.
Just a denial of this. Denial of this as a site plan.
You don't have to give them a.
Yeah.
I think it's fair to the applicants that they know it was denial because it felt like it needed to go to a public hearing. Not so much a denial, like on the merits of it.
Okay.
Right.
Then, Mr. Chairman, I move that the motion of John and Joan J. Trigo be denied because I've...
As submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to deny three lots and a 50-foot easement on Road 64A for John and Joan J. Trigo as submitted. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay.